Hey guys, here to continue talking about the Windows 10 split view. I just got finished doing an intro to the split view control a few minutes ago, so that video I can post a link to in the description here. But basically the split view is a new control added to the XAML set of controls for Windows development, now for Windows 10. And that split view is designed to be able to give you the option to add a menu on the left or right, and I think eventually up top and bottom of your application. A menu that can be kind of flexible. It can pop in and out. It can get bigger and smaller depending on the screen size, and that's the key, right, for Windows 10 going across so many devices. You have to be able to design things that adapt, that can be controlled a little differently on phone versus a bigger desktop or something like that. And this is all up to the designer, the developer. So the split view is one of those things that gives us a little bit more capability here. Typically what we think of with a split view, we think of the hamburger button menu. So we see that on some of the other platforms, on mobile websites and such. And so one thing to note here is that the split view does not give you a hamburger button menu or a hamburger button by itself out of the box, right? A split view just gives you the bare bones to be able to create that menu, the pane they call it, that can pop in and out and give you some added navigation buttons or settings and home buttons, stuff like that. So one of the things that I feel like has been kind of overlooked is how to actually create the hamburger button itself. Microsoft has talked a ton about how we now have the ability to create these hamburger button menus, but I've yet to kind of see a really thorough but simple, I mean the process is simple, but yet to really see a blog post or video really cover just how to do the hamburger button itself. Again, it's not hard, but just haven't seen the documentation. So that's what I'm going to do here today. So I've got open a Visual Studio project, again 2015, so you'll need to be running that along with Windows 10, and I'm just going to create a simple button here. Pretty straightforward, and I'll close it out. So my button, I'm going to give it a name. I won't actually use this because this is going to be such a simple example, but I'm going to do hamburger button. And what I want to do here is we want to use the Sago font, which has a set of icons, and choose the hamburger icon from that font as the basically the image, the icon for our button. And we can find that, I'll post this link as well, but this is a cheat sheet to all of the different icons that come in the Sago MDL2 assets, right? So there's all these different ones here. I'm just gonna do a Control F and find hamburger. And if I come down here, there's a hamburger menu icon here, and it's got this little code. So I'll show you what to do with that. But basically, you want to grab that, copy and paste it, and go back to the XAML. And inside of our button, we're going to say font family is, let's see, make sure I get this right. So go MDL2 assets. So that's the font that we're using. Now the content is going to be that little code that we use. So we just paste that right in there, and we actually should be good. Let me make sure that this is centered. So I'm just gonna horizontal and vertical alignment set to center. And my visual editor here is kind of catching some weird errors. So I'm gonna go ahead and run this, and then we'll just see what it looks like inside of a running application. And can't see anything right now. Let me go in and change the background of our grid to white. And now if I run again, we should be able to see our hamburger button on top. All right, so there it is. Again, this is really, really simple. It's not complicated at all, but something that you're gonna need to know how to do if you want to create a hamburger button menu is to be able to create the hamburger button itself. And it's something that I feel like has not been covered. And again, you need it to be able to do all these things that we talk about. So that's it. It's that simple. And then you can do the same thing for any other icon buttons as well. Just choose the Sago font. Go to that cheat sheet that I showed you. The link is down below. And then copy one of those codes in as the content. So it's that easy. I hope you guys get up and going pretty quickly with the hamburger buttons.